Hi, I'm Steve Downs with the Azure Government Engineering team, and today I'm joined by Dave Reber from Frame, and we're actually going to discuss deploying Frame into Azure Government. So welcome, Dave. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here today, Steve. As you said, my name's Dave Reber. I'm our Director of Security and Solutions within Frame's public sector office. I come to Frame back in February after 10 years supporting the intelligence community as a senior cybersecurity manager.
So Dave, can you tell us a little bit more about Frame's history?
Yes. So a little bit about Frame is our founder and CEO comes from a company that was formerly known as Motion DSP, where they were doing full motion video from the warfighter on how do you get high quality video back from the field stations for public sector customers. And one of the problems they ran into was kind of that last mile desktop delivery, where they were able to get it back across the sat links, but then they couldn't deliver it to the user's desktop in a performant manner. They tried for several weeks with their best engineers, but just weren't able to do it. So that's what kind of started Frame. And what they started with was re-engineering the entire remoting protocol to work into the cloud to take advantage of the hyperscale clouds that were starting to come live about 5 years ago is when the company was founded. From there, what Frame focused on was initially looking at these big independent software vendors of how do we support stuff like Adobe, Photoshop, Creative Suite, AutoCAD vendors in order to deliver those applications to a web browser. Now, fast forward 5 years, after a lot of those advents in cloud technology and the progress Frame has made, the public sector has started to recognize the need to migrate to cloud, and they have started to need have gained more support from Microsoft and others to be able to deliver public sector cloud solutions. And that's where we opened our public sector office this past January after funding from InQtel in order to tailor Frame to be able to support our public sector customers.
That's really a compelling story and very impressive. I know that video over a high latency connection is pretty difficult to achieve. So it sounds like you all have done that. Now, can you tell us more about the actual platform?
When you look at the platform, Frame was built completely cloud first. Was always built in the cloud, so we're not taking a legacy protocol and trying to port it there. The best analogy that we like to give is what Microsoft OneDrive has done for FTP. Make a protocol that just works, but make it simple to both for the user and simple for the admin. We are doing for VDI.
Wow.
We're taking advantage of GPUs in the cloud, cloud orchestration, the available APIs there to make it simple so you can focus on your applications and your users and how you bring in your data. And what we're able to do is deliver any Windows application to a web browser. No plugins, no local installs, anything necessary. What Frame kind of combines two major aspects. One is that remoting protocol that I mentioned and how we've rebuilt it from the ground up to give high performance even over high latency, bad bandwidth links, to an entire cloud orchestration platform that you don't need to know anything about Azure, yet you can still deploy workloads into Azure and deliver those apps to users' web browsers.
So it sounds like Frame really is the takes on the building the infrastructure, and the customer can just focus on the user experience, right?
That's what we want to make sure that you can just focus on your apps, your users, and your data, and we will handle all of the cloud orchestration for you, but at the same time, enable you to get visibility from a security perspective.
So how does Frame address the special, unique needs of our joint government customers?
Coming from that space, after spending 10 years, risk management has always been one of the challenges with all of their high security requirements. At Frame, security has always been part of our core story and part of our core capabilities of our platform. And that's where what we are looking to do is stand up in the first quarter of next year. What you're going to see is what we call Frame for Government. It's going to stand up inside Azure Government to be able to provide Azure Gov resources to our public sector customers. That will enable them to do security at scale, do data flow enforcement, bring in their own already accredited identity providers with a full FedRAMP moderate certification coming later next year.
That's great news. I know a lot of people are asking for it. So what are some of the common use cases that you're seeing from your customers?
A lot of the time, what we're seeing in government, we're also seeing in private industry. You have this problem where you want to make the end terminal that the user has more simple and less powerful. You don't want to have to lug around a several thousand dollar endpoint device to be able to do your AutoCADs, your big graphic intensive applications like ArcGIS for geospatial intelligence. They want to be able to just deliver those to a web browser. And your existing kind of protocols and technologies don't easily allow you to do that with a rich user experience. So from getting rid of the big towers under the desk to being able to do web browsers anywhere in the world so that you can get a different user experience or make it look like you're coming out on the internet from different regions, to just using Office 365, but with additional applications that are not offered in a web format today, are a lot of those use cases that enterprises really are starting to take advantage of Frame and what we're able to provide.
All right, Dave, so it sounds like we're ready to get into the really good part of the video. And, you know, there's been a lot of buzz around Frame, and I know people are excited to see it. So why don't you go ahead and launch into some demos for us?
Sounds good. So I brought three different kind of use cases that we're seeing a lot of traction with in our public sector customers and in conjunction with Microsoft and Azure that I wanted to show you today. So what you see here, I'm sitting inside Google Chrome, and down here is what we call our Frame gear menu, or our it's our replacement for the start bar to be able to deliver an app. Where I'm running today is I'm running on an NV6 out of Azure Government in Virginia.
Great. So that NV series is running, VM is running in Azure, but we actually have that coming soon to Azure Government for everybody watching.
Yes. So you can see that I'm running actually out of Virginia, and we're sitting out here in Seattle today, and I'm running Adobe Premiere, a big heavyweight application sitting on an NV series, and you're going to be able to see here, I'm able to play a 4K video project, and I'm able to edit that live all via my web browser. And this is going all the way across the country to Virginia, streaming this down to
me. You can actually see that at the bottom of the screen. You see your latency, and I think, is that distance?
Yep. So this is an estimated distance based upon GeoIPs, where the different data centers are.
So that's over 2,000 miles away.
Yep. And I'm able to run Premiere, the full Windows application, just sitting in my web browser. And this could be on any modern web browser that that you have today that supports HTML5.
Right.
Sitting within this, we have other applications inside that same workload up on that NV series. So I can also load up an application like Blender and do 3D modeling, 3D rendering, and you can even have these apps integrated together if they had a workflow between them without needing to do any changes to those Windows applications because you're sitting on your own dedicated instance right now. So one of the other use cases that we get a lot of is they want to be able to run a browser inside Frame. Even though I'm sitting on a web browser, sometimes I still need to do that to interact with those applications. And one of the other remoting protocols we typically run into is when you're trying to run 4K video, you tend to run into some issues.
Absolutely.
So this is an example. In this same NV instance running outside Virginia, I just pull up YouTube where I have an Xbox video trailer that I'm able to pull up, and I can even watch it full screen. So this is running inside a browser on that NV6 instance, inside Frame, streaming to my browser. Wow. And I'm still able to get access to that video and keep going.
It looks like it's running locally on your service book there.
Yep, but it's actually running inside that web browser. And what's nice is if I was in an area, so especially for our public sector customers, where I don't have good comms, I don't have ability to have good bandwidth, we give those users the settings to dynamically adjust their quality of service settings to kind of increase the performance for where they're at. So what I can do is I can make this go grayscale, and that actually reduces the overall bandwidth necessary. And I can go back to that Adobe Premiere app that we were using before. And you can see it's completely in grayscale. Yeah. So that's giving me a better user experience across those bad links.
Great.
Now, I'm going to hop out of this session now and show you a little bit about the platform itself. This platform here is what we call our launchpad. It's what typical users would come in, you would see those applications. As you can see, this is kind of our early access internally for our Frame for Government edition that's going to be coming out next quarter.
So can I ask you a quick question? So what can customers edit there to make it look more like their look and feel versus Frame's?
So they can edit pretty much everything you see here. I can change those icons, those languages. We also have the ability to support changing the folders. I can rename these if I wanted to on the fly as an admin. I can change icons and background.
So you just did that in the browser. You just clicked on it. You didn't have to go to an admin interface.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. Everything, we deliver all of those admin capabilities all via that same web browser console. Now, I'm going to go with what we call our dashboard. This is what your traditional admin will see. And this dashboard gives us the ability to modify those applications. So I mentioned before, if I wanted to change the Google Chrome icon, I could go here and edit it. Mm-hmm. I could change the name of it, depending on what I want to be sure. able to deliver my users. Additionally, one of the challenges with that people are scared of the cloud almost is, how do I take advantage of hyperscale cloud and capacity management, but I want to simplify it.
Mm-hmm.
What you see here is our settings to do instance management and orchestration. So if you want to support two users like this account's mm-hmm. doing today, or tomorrow you need to do a surge up to 10,000.
Right, so like a snow day or something like that.
Yep.
Support remote workers, okay.
All you need to do is change that number two to 10,000. And what we will do is we will automatically spin up 10,000 more Azure NV6 instances.
So let me stop you right there. So customers don't need to log into their Azure government portal to do anything. You all, as soon as they just enter that new number, Frame takes care of spinning up everything.
Yep.
Wow, great.
And that can be on their account or on a shared account that we offer for our customers. But a lot of, especially in the public sector, we provide the ability for you to bring your own Azure subscription.
Okay.
Then we connect into it and handle the orchestration. That allows your security teams, your enterprise IT admins, to be able to still monitor everything that's going on in those cloud resources, but they don't have to spin those up, do gold image management. We handle that all for them. The other last kind of comment I'll bring on from an admin interface, we have what's called our sandbox here. That's where you do application patching, Windows patching. All you do is you log in. It's a Windows 2012 R2 server. You update the apps how you typically would through mm-hmm. the interface, and then click publish. What that does is it takes that sandbox image as a gold master and stamps out whatever your production capacity is within Azure based upon that gold image. And it keeps that. So every instance that is put out there is actually ephemeral. So therefore, no changes maintained between users or between user sessions to allow for protection against malware or any advanced kind of attack or configuration drift. We just handle all of that for you.
So you actually obfuscate all of the Azure government access and controls from your image administrator, so they don't need to be Azure experts or anything. They just need to be able to log in here and do all their image updates. That's really fantastic and very simple. So I'm impressed.
And that's one of the challenges we see in the public sector is how to acquiring that talent mm-hmm. and keeping that talent within inside those agencies.
Right.
This allows them to focus on what they've been doing for years, Windows management, application deployment, and application configurations to their end.
So they don't need to be cloud experts.
Correct. But yet they can migrate to the cloud.
That's awesome.
So one of the other use cases that we're getting a lot is with Office 365 really showing a lot of advancements and giving access to great customer portals, especially that you have that government edition that allows government agencies to come in via Azure Gov and Office 365. What they're lacking, though, is the ability to run those applications that haven't been transitioned to web-based forms. So they still mm-hmm. want to run their Visios or Microsoft projects. Well, when you combine Office 365 with Frame, we're able to deliver a unified web experience to give them both.
That's great.
What you see here is a demo account that we have set up for Office 365. And if I go to the standard application icons, you're going to see Visio here. Now, that is not a web application today in the Office 365 suite. And it doesn't just have to be a Microsoft product. Mm-hmm. It can be any app that will run on Windows. By clicking it, what happens is we're going to launch an instance. In this case, it's an instance running in Europe.
Okay.
That's going to launch Visio so that we are able to access the full Visio desktop application, but via my web browser. So what you see here now is I am over 5,000 miles away, but I'm still able to run Microsoft Visio as a full desktop application, but I'm sitting inside my browser.
Wow, it looks just as good performing as the previous demo you gave with the 2,000 miles away. That's
And I can drag in whatever I need, and it's all sitting in my browser. So they can be coming from any endpoint device that has an HTML5 compliant browser, and now they can get access to their full Visio Office productivity suite.
So customers that want to give users access to Visio or Project from Office 365 can do that today with Frame.
Yep.
Or non-Microsoft products, like you mentioned, just anything that's a Windows that can be installed on Windows, you can publish to Office 365. That's great.
Correct. And we can run in any Azure data center worldwide. Mm-hmm. For this demo, we just wanted to show the power of that rebuilding of that protocol from the ground up. We're able to stream halfway across the world and still provide that.
So to flip that, if we had your workloads running in the United States and we had government people deployed overseas, they could remote back to the data living in the States and securely connect to it and manage it without even realizing it's really running back in the States.
Correct.
That's fantastic.
So one last demo that I'd like to show you is something that we've created. We call it our regional browser. Our government customers, you can view this model in two different ways. Some, what they want to be able to do is just get a secure web browser. They want to get it off their endpoint device, put it in a cloud that's in an ephemeral instance. So even if it gets hit with malware or an attack, changes are eradicated then when they log out. Additionally, they sometimes need to be able to browse the internet like they're in a different country just because websites are displayed differently depending on where you're going. So what you see here is a JavaScript web app that we developed. It's very simple in the sense of I can look at different regions. And based upon the region I select, it's going to launch an Azure instance inside that region in a web browser. So in this case, for demonstration purposes, it says the California region would be closest to me. However, for this example, I'm going to launch a browser sitting inside Texas. Hmm. So what it's doing right now in the background is it's calling our web APIs, and it's launching one of those Azure instances sitting down in Texas that is configured to have Google Chrome installed and running on it. So as the application launches, what you're going to see here is I'm coming out of San Antonio, Texas. I'm also going to be able to show that I'm running in Azure in South Central US, mm-hmm. And I can browse the internet just like I would here. But now if I get hit with a virus or anything like that, it stays within that instance. And when I log out, all of those changes are eradicated and it goes right back to its gold master.
Customers are definitely asking for that capability. So I'm glad you all are demonstrating that for them.
And just one last note is the power of everything I showed you today, you can automate all through our API calls. So you can create that same launch pad, but on your own website. You could have your own web portals launch your application.
So say SharePoint.
Yep.
Cool.
You could launch from there and launch those applications behind your own identity and access mechanisms you already have in place today. So it's not like you're just standing up something brand new.
Great. So thank you for showing us those demos, Dave. They're very impressive, and you all are clearly focusing on what your customers are asking for and customers are asking me for. So now we've come to the end of the video. Can you share with us first, how can customers get started with Frame in Azure Government? And second, recap when they'll be able and how they'll be able to do that in Azure Government.
Absolutely. So today, all they have to do is reach out to publicsector@fra.me. And what we can do is from one of our regions, if they bring their Azure subscription, we can work with them to set up an early access trial of us provisioning into their own Azure subscription today.
Great.
Starting of quarter one of 2018, we will have a general availability of our Frame for Government release, which will be able to provision natively into Azure Government with FedRAMP moderate certification coming later in 2018.
Thank you for joining us today, Dave. I really appreciated those demos, and I hope you all enjoyed those demonstrations, and I think they definitely hit home with things you all have been asking for, so don't hesitate to email publicsector@frame.com for more information, and I think Dave and his team would love to sit down with you and chat more.